This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to amplify the first point of the outline in our study of the life of Jonathan as a man. We saw that he came from a family of means and likely exhibited some of his father's characteristics, an impressive young man without equal among the Israelites, a head taller than any of the others, according to 1 Samuel 9:2. As a young man, he was made a commander of a third of Saul's army and led an attack of a Philistine outpost. Later, without notifying his father, he took his armor-bearer and attacked another Philistine outpost, climbing the hill and wiping out 20 soldiers, thus initiating a rout of the Philistine army. Before he attacked, he said to his armor-bearer, "Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." 1 Samuel 14. He learned the lesson of faith. One plus God is a majority. Following the victory, not knowing his father had stipulated that no one was to eat anything that day, he saw some honey on the ground and helped himself to it. When the soldiers told him what his father had stipulated, he thought it was foolish. With the threat of death on his head, he didn't seem to fear, and all the soldiers stood with him and protected him. His loyalty to his father didn't keep him from doing what he thought was right. He reasoned with his father and tried persuading him to do what was right by David, with little success. When forced to take a stand against his father, he did so, expressing righteous indignation. In the end, however, he maintained uncompromising balance in his commitments.